and welcome back to The Moments That Made Me. Before we kick off with this week's incredible episode, I just wanted to let you all know that my first book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is available to pre-order now. I am beyond excited and proud and just over the moon, and I cannot wait for you guys to get your hands on it. It will be released on the 6th of January 2022, and it will teach you absolutely everything you need to know to manifest literally anything that you want into your life. It is a self-development book, a self-help book, a empowerment book, and of course a guide to manifesting. So you can pre-order from Amazon or Waterstones or Audible from now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome back to The Moments That Made Me, with me, your host, Roxy Nafusi. We are recording the last episode of this series today, and we will be back in January for a brand new series with some very, very, very exciting guests. But today I am joined by the absolutely incredible Vern Hill, who is the founder of CarryFit, a game-changing postnatal fitness company. Now, Vern and me met when I was pregnant, and he helped me really through some of my darkest times, both helping me with my fitness, my postnatal recovery, but also became a really incredible confidant and friend. And I am so happy to be chatting with him today. So hi, Vern.
Hey, Roxy. Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh my God, of course. And really, like, it just feels so kind of crazy because we haven't spoken for ages. You know, life has happened and we're all so busy. But you really were just kind of by my side helping me through some real low points in my life. And I just want to take a moment just to thank you so much for that.
Well, that's incredibly kind of you to say. I guess we were kind of thrown together a bit by fate. And, you know, it's an unbelievable time, isn't it, when somebody goes through a pregnancy and then postnatal, and I've been fortunate enough that that's what I've specialized in for a long time. And it was fantastic to work with you, and it's been amazing to watch. I mean, my word, you know, what a journey you've been on since. It's been unbelievable to kind of watch and chat and catch up on every now and then. And yeah, massive congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ben. That is so sweet of you. Well, anyway, this is about you. So let's start with your first defining moment.
So I was thinking about these, and it's actually quite hard, isn't it, when you're kind of put on the spot to think about defining moments. But I guess the first kind of big moment for me in terms of where life has gone and where it's up to now is kind of one of the first jobs I had after university, and I did a sports science degree, and that had always been my kind of absolute passion. I was a really keen sportsman, played a lot of cricket, all that kind of stuff, and kind of always thought that that would lead to something. But actually then, rather randomly, I went to work briefly in the city doing a sales job and cold calling.
Oh my God,
people.
I cannot imagine you in the city.
Nope, the full shebang suit. I mean, I looked like a bad sort of joke from like a 1980s movie, I think. And I sat at this desk, this sort of bank of desks. You can picture the scene, screens everywhere, phones everywhere, for almost 3 months. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. and I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. And I phoned an old mate of mine, Sean Murphy, who's quite nosy, so he'll probably listen to this. So I phoned up Sean, and he was working at a health club. He was working at Holmes Place, which at the time, sort of 20 years ago, was quite a premium health club brand in the UK. And I said, look, buddy, I need a job. I'm not going back to this job. I can't do it. And he was like, well, they're hiring gym instructors here. And I didn't know really what a gym instructor was. And believe it or not, even though I'd done a kind of sports science degree, I wasn't really, it was more about the sport than the science. It wasn't really about the training. It was about the sport for me. And that was the pleasure in it always. So I took a job folding towels and doing inductions at Holmes Place in Epsom, earning 12 grand a year. And that was kind of the start of it all, really. And I remember the first day that I walked in, I was given this orange t-shirt to wear on the gym floor, and it was a very unforgiving color orange. And there was literally, and it sounds terrible, but I remember thinking, geez, there is absolutely nowhere to hide in this. I need to go and lift some weights. And it kind of just, it started the whole thing. And I think my whole kind of skill set and my whole approach to training and dealing with people, it all harks back to those first kind of 6 months where I literally folded towels and wrote programs and did inductions and met all 4,000 members. And I wasn't allowed to train anybody. I had to teach lots of classes, but you were a towel folder. And it really kind of set that foundation and that kind of passion for looking after people and all kinds of people, not those that just necessarily gravitate towards fitness. And then that kind of experience for Holmes Place, eventually I was allowed to PT. And then I went and did the pre and postnatal sort of in-house training course that they did because I had some clients and they'd fallen pregnant and they didn't want to switch trainers. So, I went and studied all of that and then did a few other sort of qualifications around pre and postnatal as well along the way. And it just became an absolute passion that it remains today. And it's kind of led to everything. But yeah, it all harks back to that fateful phone call to Sean when I said, look, buddy, I am literally jobless and I need something to do. And 48 hours later, I was folding towels in Epsom.
Oh my God, I absolutely love that because it's such a moment of just complete randomness in a way. And yet totally unrandom, of course, because the universe is always working for us. But I think it's really good because I think actually I speak to various people who are trying to start in the wellness industry or becoming trainers and whatnot. And I think actually it's really important to hear that everybody has to start at the bottom, really. And you know, actually, all the experience is valuable, even folding towels.
I think it's massive. And I think it's actually one of the things that, unfortunately, a little bit over the last 20 years has kind of been dulled down a bit because now it's so much easier to get a qualification and immediately start working for yourself and work immediately sort of one-to-one with clients. I think, you know, when I started, there was quite a lot of emphasis on those early months on just having that exposure to everybody and everything. And that kind of helps you figure out what you're good at, what you're passionate about, but also just exposes you quickly to lots of different experiences and points of view and people. And I think actually it's quite an advantage. I think nowadays, I think to get a qualification and immediately then go looking for clients on your own, I think that's really hard in any industry, but particularly in the fitness industry, because experience and how you're able to tap into that when you're talking to different kinds of people and relaying information in different ways to get the best out of different people, I think having that kind of intense exposure to all those experiences early on, certainly from my point, was a huge, huge advantage.
Totally. And before we get on to second moment, what do you think it is when you said, you know, when you started doing the pre and postnatal and you felt immediately that there was just a passion there? What do you think? What was that?
I think it's probably twofold. I think I very quickly realized that not many people were that interested in specializing it. So actually it was a real opportunity business-wise. That obviously appealed. I was trying to, you know, within the company of Holmes Place, I was trying to grow my hours, grow my business. And it was good to have a kind of a niche, something you were known for. But actually it became so much more than that. It is such an incredible, I say this word a lot on our social media, and I think sometimes people don't quite get it, but it's such a privilege to stand by somebody's side through all of that, through the ups and the downs, to be a help, be a crutch, offer advice, reassurance, keep them moving. And I think it just very quickly became apparent to me that was the kind of impact I was much more interested in. I wasn't ever going to be the trainer that was going to get somebody bulked up for a bodybuilding show or train them for an ultra marathon. It just did nothing for me in terms of my own kind of sort of satisfaction that you take from it. And yet with the pre and postnatal, training somebody through a pregnancy, watching and understanding how their body changes, listening to what they're telling you and tweaking programming accordingly. And then, of course, out the other side, I mean, literally the body has done the most complex, incredible thing it's capable of, to then understand how to support it and replenish it and restore full strength and function to it. It was just an unbelievable kind of thing. And at the time, I didn't have children. I was pretty good with children. I was getting increasingly used to being past other people's children, which is kind of how the whole Carry Fit thing came about. But I'm sure we'll get onto that. So it just became something that really, and I guess this is quite important to me, and hopefully I think increasingly important to other people, is that, you know, there should be satisfaction from what you do. And that's not a bad thing. It's a great thing, actually, to say I love my job. It satisfies me. It makes me feel good about myself. Yeah. You know, supporting people through those moments did all of those things for me. And hence it became something I got more and more interested in, learning everything I could about, getting more and more qualified in exploring all aspects of it. And of course, again, like with all things, then you get known for it. More people come to you. You're exposed to more situations, more types of people. And you can draw on all that experience increasingly. So hopefully then it's a self-fulfilling circle. You get better at offering the support as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that really is something to be said about finding a niche in business. I absolutely agree. So what is then your second defining moment?
I think for me, as probably for lots of people, it's becoming. I'll put them both together because for me they very much go hand in hand. But becoming a husband and a father and a dad for me was absolutely game changing. I think as it is for a lot of people. You know, I got married to Polly. We've just celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary, which seems like it's gone in a blink.
Oh, congratulations!
Which is crazy. She is, absolutely remarkable. It's interesting. I'd never met somebody until I met Polly that I had such a deep internal desire to never let down. Is the best way I can explain it. And
Fern, that is so beautiful.
And that's true to this day. And then obviously now we have our two children, Flory and Felix, which again, I think we'd both, Polly and I had shared this little dream. You talk about creating a vision of things a lot. And I had this very fixed image in my head of what my kind of family would look like. And it was kind of quite traditional. My mum and dad were quite sort of traditional. And, you know, I had this very firm image in my head of a wife, two children, a couple of dogs, all round a table, all covered in flour, baking. And I walk in the door and they're all there. And it is absolutely freaky how how much my life is like that. Because there are two children, two dogs, and more often than not, they're covered in something around the kitchen table, be it glue or glitter or flour. So I think, yeah, becoming a husband and a dad for me was unbelievable. And I feel very, very lucky with how that's all gone so far and how it all continues to go. And it's just, Polly and I talk about it a lot, but we kind of really try and enjoy every moment of being parents. So we don't overly wish the next phase to come quickly, and we don't wish the phase that we're in to rush past. We kind of just try and enjoy all of the ages and stages as they come along, because they're all just amazing. If you stop and pause, and I'm sure lots of parents do this, and it's quite hard sometimes in the chaos of modern life, but if you just stop and pause and really look at your children and think, crikey, you know, we did that. And then you listen to what comes out of their mouth. I mean, it's, it'll stop you in your tracks.
That is so, so, so beautiful, Vern. And I've always been, I think I've always seen just the husband that you are and the father you are, and always just been so, I just think it's amazing. I think it's always blown me away, and it's such a good example. And I wish there were more men out there like you, to be honest.
I'm sure you know, we have our disagreements and our moments, but I think, you know, we've always kind of said that on the big things we always agree, and or mostly agree, and we're certainly, I think we try and be a team, and that looks different for everybody and every family, every set of parents, but we try and be a team, and we certainly try and give our best account of ourselves on the parenting front, because I honestly think it's the greatest privilege, it's the greatest gift there is to be a parent, I believe. It's not something everybody wants to be or aspires to be, but for me it was, and therefore I'm going to do the best job I can.
Hello and welcome to A to Z of Men, a brand new podcast that helps explain, well, men. Each week, myself, Chris Brooks.
And me, Scott Robinson.
We take on a different letter of the alphabet.
What? In order?
Yeah, in order. We will find a word that best describes men that starts with that letter.
So it's basically like a guide?
Like a guide, yeah, that's correct.
Well, this will really help me explain myself to the wife.
We tackle topics such as mental health, stereotypes, and stupid things us men do.
Don't forget sex.
Oh, and sex. Plus, you can send in your words, stories, and, well, anything to A2Z, it's the number two, A2Z of Men@gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram and TikTok at A2Z of Men.
So join us each Wednesday as we create the A to Z of Men.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So then, Van, what was your third defining moment?
Well, I don't think we could really have this conversation without talking about Carry Fit, really.
Of course.
Which is, I guess, my third baby. So Carry Fit all came about, again, a part chance, part kind of, I guess it was meant to be. But after I left Holmes Place and actually set up myself, I took a pair of clients on, Robin and Sophie Jones, who were about to get married, and they just said, look, can you just train us in the run up to the wedding? And they lived up in Balham, and I was still kind of working in Epsom at the time. So a couple of times a week, I would drive up to Balham, and I'd train them there, train them at their house. And they got married, and quite quickly afterwards, they Sophie got pregnant and said, look, can you, I know this is what you do, can you train me through my pregnancy? So did all of that, and Sophie was very much at that sort of age and stage of life, and in that part of London that's known as Nappy Valley, where there was lots of her friends were going through the same. And
Nappy Valley.
And within and within 3 months, I had 20 pre- or postnatal clients up around there.
Wow.
So actually, I left my job in Epsom. I kind of went freelance and grew that to 60 clients, and then opened my own gym in Wandsworth, converted an old industrial unit, got an old friend that I worked with in Epsom to come and be involved as well. And we set up this gym that was very much the focus was on being able to bring your baby with you to training. And it was kind of, I guess, in a way ahead of its time. And it certainly wasn't the smartest place. There's lots of them now that are unbelievably smart and teed up for parents to bring their children. But the whole idea was you could have your baby in the room with you while you did your PT session. And over time, it just kind of evolved a little bit that more often than not, I would wear my clients' babies in a carrier, because baby was happier. They weren't crawling around the room, freaking me out that they were going to get a dumbbell pulled on top of them or something like that. And they were just much calmer and more content, which meant that generally the mums were much calmer, more content. And also, importantly, they were much more able to focus on themselves in their sessions. So they just got more out of it. They felt better for it. It was a less stressful environment. And I got this nickname, the baby man, because, like I say, yeah, more often than not, I would have a baby strapped to me. And, you know, it kind of... at the time that was all happening, I hadn't quite met Polly yet, and I'm not sure in truth the nickname the baby man is a great help when you're sort of in your late 20s in London, but it was quite helpful from a work point of view, and so it rumbled along for a number of years, and it was a really happy place, and you know, really fond memories of it, amazing clients, and saw lots of parents come and go, and we'd see lots of the dads in the evenings as well, which was great. And it got to the point that I was sort of in there one day training somebody wearing yet another baby, demonstrating a movement wearing somebody's baby, wanting them to copy it. And I just thought, you know, there's something here. I shouldn't be wearing your baby. You could be wearing your baby and doing this exercise, and what would that look like? And so I started to formulate this idea of initially it was going to be a live class that you could come and do, and it would be a set of pre-choreographed movements that you would do set to music, but you do it all wearing your baby, but it would be a real workout. So I'm not blessed with rhythm, so it was definitely not going to be like a baby dance class. It was going to be like a proper you know, fitness changing, postnatally programmed workout. And so I took it to an old colleague that was quite senior in the fitness industry, Vicky, and sort of said, I've got this idea. What do you think? She was like, you're nuts. You're going to get it insured. Nobody will ever come. I mean, just sounds like, she basically just pulled it apart. But I couldn't really be that easily deterred. So I kind of modelled it a bit more. And then eventually she was like, well, do you know what? If you're willing to get into all the detail of it and really look at every little detail that might make this work, then let's figure out if we can make it work. And so we invited some NCT groups down as sort of testers. And we put them through really sort of what now looking back are fairly dreadful carry fit workouts. And we kind of evolved it bit by bit, and we tweaked the length of the class. We listened to lots of feedback. I got massively into the baby wearing. As you know, I'm a huge baby wearing sort of advocate and fan, and got qualified in baby wearing and started working with some amazing baby wearing consultants to really understand that side of it. And the benefits of that are enormous and kind of completely fascinated me from the get-go. And around this time I was getting to wear my own children as well, so it was all kind of sort of working, you know, everything in my favor in terms of sort of life aligning. I could practice things with Felix in a sling and all that kind of stuff. And then we launched Carry Fit. We launched it in Parsons Green. There was a place called Slice, which was kind of like a mum and baby gym, but also members club, coffee lounge, cafe. And I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be mega. I'm going to be packing them in. Literally nobody came for about 4 months. And I'd sort of begged them to let me have a room, and they didn't have to pay me. I just wanted it to be on the timetable. And I, for love nor money, I couldn't get anybody to come. I think it was just too weird. Who is this weird bloke standing in the middle of an empty room teaching this workout we've never heard of? And it was almost to the point where I was going to turn around to Polly and say, do you know what? I think I'm going to give it up as a kind of a bad job, bad idea. And then there was three ladies walked in the door one Friday at 11:25, actually. They wouldn't even give me another quarter hour slot because that was too precious. So it was 11:25 we started. And three ladies walked in. And it was the first time I'd had more than one person in a class at a time. And doing Carry Fit one-to-one is pretty weird because it's an exercise to music class, and anybody that's done any exercise to music class one-to-one is pretty weird. But three of them walked in together, and they moved in sync, and they all did this workout, and I just did all their carriers for them, and the babies all fell asleep. And I walked out of that room. I was literally skipping down Parsons Green. I was high as a kite. I was like, this is it. This is the moment. This is the tipping point. They're going to tell all their mates. And then the next Friday, nobody came. And it kind of ebbed and flowed like that for a bit. And I was just really dogged and persistent. And then it happened over 3 months. We went from one class to teaching every day, and every class was a sellout with a wait list. And then we went from those classes in one venue to 120 live classes across London, 12 qualified instructors. We'd created a load of education, had it industry accredited, so they could train new teachers. It was pretty cool. And alongside all of that, and this will make you laugh because you're quite social media savvy, but when we started Carry Fit, I wasn't on Facebook, didn't have a social media. I didn't have a clue, really. I was quite kind of, old before my time, man. No, not sure. Instagram, not sure about that. That's for the kids. So we didn't have any of those. We had somebody help us get them all set up. And then we started getting a bit of traction on social media, and people were saying, or can you record some workouts? Can you do like a Carry Fit DVD? It'd be amazing to do at home. So we actually recorded a little collection of workouts. We put them on Vimeo on demand, just let people buy them, download them, keep them. It was a few quid, but 3,000 people did it in 3 months.
Wow.
And we were like, holy crap. Yeah. We need to build an online membership. And so we did the first one, and it was terrible. Then we paid a huge amount of money to somebody to build us a second one, and it broke and they couldn't fix it. And I ended up fixing it in the middle of the night. and I can't code or anything, but I'd pretty much in a week taught myself to understand lines of code to look for errors in a website.
Stop.
Because they couldn't fix it. And I, in my head, I was like, I've got all these members and I'm just letting them down. They're messaging every day saying we still can't log in. And I was, and they were, this company we'd worked with, they couldn't fix it. They couldn't find the fault. And then we rebuilt the most recent one, and it's been amazing. And obviously, as terrible and challenging as all of the, you know, pandemic stuff has been, and the lockdowns and having to close all of our live classes, we had this incredible, like, new and improved medical, physio, mental health and fitness Carry Fit online membership. And obviously, at a time when it was really needed, and lots of those sort of traditional support tools for mums and babies had been taken away. All the mum groups were closed down. People just piled into it. And so it's actually been quite an incredible time for Carry Fit. We're just now starting to ramp back up the live classes. And what's great this time is they're almost immediately sold out. There's no wandering around an empty room, panicking that nobody's going to come, which I wouldn't wish on anybody. So it's, yeah, Carry Fit for me over the last 5 years has been, yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's been unbelievable hard work. I think, as you probably well know, doing all your own stuff, most people, they kind of see the shiny bits that you show the world, and they don't see the late nights, the sort of burning the candle at both ends, working into the small hours to get stuff up and running. But it's, again, I take huge kind of huge satisfaction from that. And I take huge satisfaction from the way that the membership supports people around the world. We've had members in 20 countries now, which is just seems absolutely nuts to me. And yeah, we've got some massive, can't quite talk about them yet, plans that are shortly about to become a reality that we've been working on since. I know you mentioned when you launched the journal, you've been working on it since the spring, and yeah, this is pretty similar. This sort of dates back to February time, and we're nearly able to tell the world, which is very exciting. So yes, Carry Fit would be number three, and yeah, a fairly long-winded explanation of the Carry Fit story, but it feels like a fairly kind of long-winded story at times.
Oh, man, thank you so much for sharing it with us and like really sharing the details, because I think I just love hearing stories like that, because it's such a reminder that persistence is everything and not giving up at the first hurdle. And I think really with any successful business, or when you hear the story of anyone who really is kind of like at the top of their game, it came with this willingness to not take no for an answer, to keep going, to have such belief in the product that you have and what you're selling and what you're bringing to the world, and knowing that it's worth it and not giving up. And so I just find it so inspiring. And also, it's just so, I don't know, it's just so cool to hear it. I mean, I remember so clearly my first Carry Fit class, and my God, it was hard. Like, and they don't get easier. I was absolutely dripping in sweat, but 100% without them, I wouldn't have been able to start my fitness journey, I think, back after pregnancy. And I have to say, it's such a bonding experience. And I found it very, very hard to bond with Wolf when I had first had him. It was not easy for me, like it is for some moms. I really struggled. And Wade really took the reins of parenting, I think, in the first couple of months when I was not in a good way. But we would come and I would have this hour with him strapped to my chest in Carry Fit. And it was one of the few times in those early days where I really felt like his mum, like really connected. Felt and connected. Bonded.
That's the word. And yeah.
So thank you for that, genuinely, because it was such an incredible experience on so many levels. And I think what you've brought to the world is absolutely incredible.
That's very kind. I think the bonding bit, when we had all of the we've had some independent studies done into Carry Fit and the kind of outcomes that it has for users, and it has it's proven to positively impact postnatal depression scores, and obviously it helps with your physical recovery, we know that. But actually the thing that it influences the most, when Lucy did her study into CariFit and CariFit participants, was the parent-baby bonding score. And of course, as you know from your own experience, once you start to feel that bond and that connection, it just absolutely powers into every other department of life, and can be truly transformational. And because you kind of get it as a happy byproduct of some exercise, it's like this double win. Well, I feel great because I've done a workout, but what is this weird, beautiful oxytocin hit that I'm getting from this snuggly baby as well? This is
so cute. Oh my God, just so thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I want to be back there.
That was, I remember you coming to Southwark, and like so many mums that come to CariFit for the first time, you know, walking into any new environment is can be really challenging, and everything's new, particularly with your first baby. Everything is brand new. Getting out the front door can be an absolute mission. But I think, and I hope, that the kind of spaces and classes that we create in the community that we're building, be it in person or online, because everybody's going through similar things at similar times, I think it's a really safe space. And I think for everybody, that's really important, and increasingly important at the minute. It's a place where there's no judgment, there's no right or wrong state to come in. You might come in on an hour's sleep, you might come in on 10 hours sleep, and everything in between. And everybody gets it. And I think that makes it a really special environment, and one that's really, really important for mums to have access to.
Absolutely. So, Van, thank you so, so much for sharing your moments. But before you go, I have some quick fire questions for you. So the first is...
I'm ready.
What is your most memorable book?
So there was two here, and two for very different reasons, if that's all right. Both because they both kind of elicit a really kind of strong memory. And the first one is the BFG. And it's the book I read and reread and reread with my dad. And it just makes me think of, you know, of being at home and that kind of family unit, and feeling really kind of safe and loved and special. And so the BFG. And then the second one is the Tony Robbins book. And it's the first kind of book of that kind that I read. And it's called Awaken the Giant Within. And it's probably pretty old now. But I just think that so much of what's in there that he talks about, and it is about persistence, consistency, believing in yourself, you know, making kind of each day and each decision, and understanding the control that you have over those, and therefore the impact that they have. Just I found really very powerful.
What is your favorite quote?
So, I mean, I have lots of work specific ones. You've probably been on the receiving end of a few of them. But actually, there's a quote I love from Steve Martin, which is, "Be so good they can't ignore you."
Oh, I love it. And so empowering.
I just think it transfers to absolutely everybody and anything.
Because
if you are just so good or so useful or add such value, you'll find your people, and you'll find the people that appreciate that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Your most influential mentor?
This was really hard, because I've been really fortunate through life to have, you know, loads of amazing people, from lecturers at university and great friends all through school. I had some amazing teachers, I have amazing coaches with sport, but actually my main mentors really are my mum and dad. I think, I'm just really grateful they were my mum and dad.
Van, you just are so feel good, aren't you?
It's very true. I was thinking, who's had a bigger influence? Well, nobody. That's a mentor, isn't it? I think they're good eggs, and they, you know, sadly my mum passed away this summer, but they were good people.
I'm so sorry,
married for 50 odd years. And
Vern, I'm sorry.
That is all right.
What is your go-to feel-good film?
Oh, this was easy. This is Santa Claus the movie, the original with Dudley Moore.
I mean, that's fabulous answer.
If ever you need to just, I mean, I love Christmas. I'm all about Christmas. I'm not bothered by birthdays, kind of never have been, but I absolutely love Christmas. And so Santa Claus the movie, that was the one that would always come on every Christmas without fail. Oh God. Everybody,
this actually made
round.
Me feel excited already.
And I just, it's just everything, isn't it? It's Christmas, but it's hope, it's adversity, it's friendship. I mean, it's if you've never watched it, it's just, you know, magnificent.
I love that. A moment where you felt most proud.
So I think, you know, moving past the kind of the really obvious ones of like holding the children when they're born and all that kind of stuff. We taught a carry fit class as part of London Fitness Week on the rooftop at St. Paul's. And it's the first time they'd ever invited a postnatal class. We were there with massive, massive fitness brands, Barry's, you know, One Rebel, these huge businesses. And we sold out our slot. We sold it out in about 9 minutes. And we packed out the rooftop at St. Paul's with, I think it was 40 or so mums with their babies strapped to them. It was a beautiful sunny day. Everyone was moving in sync. And it was just, after we finished the class, I just kind of, yeah, inside there was a little like, yeah, that was cool. And that is a hell of an achievement. And I must say, it's by no means, that's not just my achievement. I'm very lucky. We've put together an amazing team of people that work within CarryFit and support. And, you know, Abby, Vicky, Amanda, massive shout out to them because they make these things happen. But when we taught that class and all the mums were high-fiving at the end, I just thought, yeah, that was cool.
Oh, I love that. A song that cheers you up.
Take That, Greatest Day. It's the song that makes me think of the day Florence was born.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm coming off as quite soppy here, aren't I?
I love it.
Dead tough me. But I think, I mean, I'm of the right age where Take That is quite cool anyway. Yeah, Take That, Greatest Day. It just makes me smile.
Top tip for dealing with stress.
Move.
Yes.
Just move. Yep. I think, I believe that for so many things. I think, you know, one of the, you've probably heard me say this to you whilst training you, but, you know, the best posture is the next posture. Why would you sit still and stress and get completely kind of caught up in something? Move. If you're going to stress about something, stress about it on the move. Go for a walk. Be somewhere beautiful. Hit a punch bag.
Oh,
do a workout. Because I think that the chemical and physiologic changes are powerful. But also just the change of scenery change is powerful.
100%.
And I think it can really help. Certainly I know when I've got something on my mind, I tend to go for a big dog walk and kind of run it all through in my head. And you know, I think, yeah, for me, if you're stressed about something, move. Change the situation, change the environment, and just move your body.
Absolutely. One thing you'd like to achieve in the next year?
Wow. you'll understand this when you have your own business, but there's loads of things on the list. We're building something with CarryFit, and it's going to be really game changing. And I know lots of people say, "Oh, you know, it's like a word, isn't it? Game changing." But this actually, yeah, will be truly game changing. So I want to get that built and launched by June, July next year.
I'm
I can't tell you what
so
it is.
I'm so excited.
But I'll shout about it when we can.
Afterwards.
That's fine. I'll tell you.
Who is the first person you call to share good news?
Well, it's Polly. Good news or bad news, any news, it's always Polly.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She is a very good bellwether for news, be it good, bad, or indifferent. she's very level, and her responses tend to be a lot less emotional than mine. So she'll think through a response well. She has a great saying, and I use it a lot, and it's kill it with kindness.
I love that.
I think often we're too knee-jerk in our responses. And if there's one thing she's taught me, and particularly relevant on social media, I think, you know, because you never know who you're sending this content out into the world to be consumed by. It would be very easy to be kind of chippy when people are mean, but actually you never know what they're going through or what angle they're coming at it from. So kill it with kindness is something I definitely have learned from Polly.
Fern, thank you so much for being such an incredible guest and the last guest of 2021.
Wow.
It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so, so much.
Thanks for having me, Roxy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to The Moments That Made Me this year. We have had some amazing conversations, amazing guests, and of course, incredible life-defining moments. I am so excited to be coming back next year. We've got some amazing chats coming. We will be starting in January. Until then, if you don't know already, I have my book, Manifest, coming out. It's available for pre-order now. And my latest project, The Journal, 12-week program to self-love and empowerment, is also available now on www.theheadplan.com. I am so proud of it. It is supposed to be, well, it is really like having me as your life coach by your side every day, giving you guidance and really enabling you to take a deep dive inwards on a journey to self-discovery, and of course, to change and a place of fulfillment, self-love, and empowerment. So I can't wait to hear what you guys think of it. And yeah, I'll see you next year.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.